Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Thank you, Jones, for letting us see it on the radio. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Man, it's been a long time since I've listened to an entire Carolina basketball game on the radio without also watching it on TV. This unlikely occurrence came Wednesday night when ESPN2 had to cancel its broadcast of UNC at Georgia Tech due to the crippling winter weather in Atlanta. The teams got there, the officials got there, and about 3,000 fans made it. So what's up with the worldwide leader? It left us having to visualize what was happening on Bobby Kremen's court, and thanks to Jones Angel and Eric Montross, we saw a nerve-wracking game on the Tar Heel Sports Network. It was easy to pick up on the frenetic and frustrating nature of this game early as Jones's voice raced up and down the court with the turnover-prone teams in the first half. I could easily see the Tar Heels trying to play with the urgency Roy Williams wants, but actually playing too fast. We didn't need TV to see how dumb was J.P. Togado's foul of a three-point shooter in the last second of the first half. And J.P. paid for it as he and James Michael McAdoo both committed their fourth fouls only 4 minutes into the second period. I physically moved closer to the radio when that happened because surely the Heels were not going to survive in a place that has been so hard for them to win over the years. But Jones slowed down, as did the Tar Heels, in methodically building their one-point halftime lead into double digits behind another second-half blitz from Marcus Page, who scored all but two of his total points for the game after halftime. This was a real test, with McAdoo sitting 9 minutes and Tokido on the bench even longer, and the rest of the team still seeking an identity pulled together to hold off the Yellow Jackets for their second straight ACC win, and with NC State coming here Saturday. In his early 30s, Jones Angel is an amazing broadcaster for someone who hasn't been doing it for decades. Such platitudes usually go to the longtime voices at various schools, but Angel and the much-improved Montross have morphed into a terrific tandem. They don't step on each other's toes, and while Angel puts the emotion into the calls, Montross is a savvy analyst. Thanks, guys, for letting us see such a big win just the way you did at Courtside. This is Archansky. See ya.